a special guest on this morning, and it is the new Wyoming Game and Fish Director, Angie Bruce. Director Bruce, thank you for coming on and introducing yourself and talking to us this morning.
Thank you for having me. It's a privilege to be on. I think it's day 20 for me, so I'm pretty green yet, but excited for this opportunity.
Well, that kind of takes us right into what I want to talk about. Kind of introduce yourself to us, our listeners out here in Western Wyoming, and your career with the Game and Fish and how you got to this position.
Great. Yes. So I've been with the Wyoming Game and Fish for just over 7 years. And like a lot of people in Wyoming, over 7 years ago, I chose to live in Wyoming, and primarily for its fish and wildlife resources. It's, you know, a dream of a wildlife biologist to get to work in this state and get to help manage our valuable wildlife. So about 8 years ago, I decided to make the jump, and I moved here from Iowa. Born and raised on a farm there, worked there for 20 years as a wildlife biologist. Ended my career there as an assistant chief of wildlife, and then stepped into a role here at the Game and Fish.
And you mentioned you're a wildlife biologist.
Yes, absolutely. Spent a lot of my career working on various different management issues, from working on wetland and flooding issues with the Missouri River on different fish species, as well as spending a great deal of time working with private landowners to maintain and restore critical habitat on their property. And lots of different opportunities over the years, from getting to work in the subarctic on geese issues to working with black-footed ferrets. So just having a wide variety, working with different species. But a lot of my time has been focused on really trying to maintain and improve wildlife habitat throughout my years.
Well, certainly a lot of things going on with wildlife and nature in general. Of course, Wyoming is one of those very unique places, as you mentioned. One of the things I want to talk about this morning, Director Bruce, is chronic wasting disease is obviously always on the minds of officials with the Game and Fish and hunters and conservationists around the state. Talk to us about that a little bit, the kind of the state of where we are and the testing and the voluntary things that you're asking hunters to do this hunting season.
Absolutely. Very critical time for us with chronic wasting disease with the hunters in the field. And we really cannot continue to monitor this disease in Wyoming without the hunter's help. And so that's what we ask for. We ask in specific areas where it's a mandatory CWD collection. I'll list off those areas: mule deer hunt areas 22, 70, 88, 89, 157, and 171. And it's what we're really trying to achieve is get an adequate sample throughout the state. We rotate those mandatory areas every year because we just need a good representation about every 5 years to get the data we need. And this data is extremely important because we've had this disease in the state since 1985, where we first found it in deer. It came up from Colorado, from our neighbors who've had it since the 60s. And we have seen it grow throughout the state and throughout the nation since. And some people are accustomed to it. You know, I've, you know, heard about it my whole career. So you kind of wonder if it's something we should really be worried about. And I would say over the years, we've seen it at low rates throughout the state, but that's increasing. In mule deer, it can pretty much be found almost in the entire state, excluding a few areas in southwest Wyoming. Elk, it's in about 50% of the state, and we have seen it as well in moose in one area on the western part of the state. So it's definitely present here. And it's a lot higher rates than it used to be. We have one area of the state where it's over 65% prevalence rate in one deer herd. That has us concerned. And why we are concerned is because when we get those high rates, we know that it's starting to have a population effect on those local deer herds. It isn't the only thing. We have lots of other factors that go into influencing the population, and including one of the most common is the weather and different forage and how the habitat is doing. But we're at the point now that we're really starting to be concerned about the high levels of CWD in our mule deer in specific areas of the state. And because we are seeing that, we need to continue to monitor and understand where we have this disease in the state. And that's why it's so important that we have hunters who provide the lymph nodes for CWD testing. It's very easy to do. There's a step-by-step guide on our website. And when you turn in a test to us at any of our locations, at a check station, headquarters, regional office, we will get those tests back to you. The results will be online within 3 weeks. And it's free. So there's, you know, hopefully no reason that stands in the way of hunters really helping us out with this issue.
As you said, I was just going to ask, it's a simple process. Kind of walk us through that maybe just really quickly, how that works as far as what do the hunters need to do specifically with their animal?
Exactly. So after they've harvested either an elk, moose or a mule deer, to take those lymph node samples. Again, I really encourage walking through the video online. You know, when this disease first really became widespread, we were also taking a piece of the brainstem, which is a little harder to extract. But the lymph nodes, you know, very similar to where they are in a human, are in a deer under the jawline. And to cut those out and then put them in the sample bag as the details instruct. And then it's really those samples that we want to get. And we're fortunate in Wyoming that we have our state veterinary lab in Laramie that does the testing for us. So we can do a turnaround pretty quickly. You know, I remember when we were first working on this disease, it would take up to a year to get them back in some areas of the nation. And we're very fortunate that we can have that 3-week turnaround so that hunters know. They know if their harvest has CWD or not, and then they can make that decision of consuming the meat.
We're speaking with Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish. And Director Bruce, another program we want to talk about is Food from the Field. I really like this. This is a really neat thing. Again, kind of leaning on the hunters, but this one's a little more upbeat in terms of the topic. Explain to us what Food from the Field is.
Oh, thank you for that. Yes, when you mentioned Food from the Field, I did put a smile on my face because unlike CWD, this one is all good news. And Food from the Field is an initiative that our first lady, Jenny Gordon, started in 2020. And it is really about taking our wild meat, so wild harvest from big game animals, and providing it to those in Wyoming to help fight hunger. So working with our food pantry system to get those to people in need. It's been extremely popular. Over 50,000 pounds have been donated so far. And it really is an opportunity for those hunters who have a harvest that maybe their freezers are already filled. If you're like a lot of us, it might already be filled with other game, or for some reason you don't have the need for it, to put it and give it to someone who does. So there, through the First Ladies program, which is part of a bigger program called the Wyoming Hunger Initiative, you can go online to see which processors in the state are accepting of this donation. So you simply would take your animal after harvest there and donate it. The processing has been paid for by various donations. However, the processor will also probably ask you if you would like to donate to the cause as well to help process that. And then that is packaged in a way that can then be out to different food pantry systems throughout the state. And the neatest thing I think about this program is it's primarily run by volunteers throughout the state. All those people who are out there who are making sure this valuable meat gets in the right hands are doing that on a volunteer basis.
Food from the Field and Wyoming Game and Fish Director Angie Bruce. Director Bruce, thank you for giving us a few minutes of your time today. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you might want to mention?
I thank you for the time. And no, I would just like to encourage everyone, it's a beautiful fall, to get out there, enjoy it. If you have a hunting license, hopefully you're able to get out and have a very effective time in the field. And those who are non-hunters, just to get out and enjoy the wildlife watching that we're so fortunate to have as well.
Director Angie Bruce with the Wyoming Game and Fish, thank you so much. We look forward to speaking with you again in the future.